Alma chapter 58. In the beginning of this chapter, they claim that they need more men and provisions in order to regain any more cities, but none comes, and this begins to worry them. And then finally in verse 8, it says that finally 2,000 men come with provisions, but this is only enough provisions to check the hunger that's going on and enough to maintain the land that they've already taken. Well, in verse 9, in these difficult circumstances, they begin to turn more to their God, and they begin to worry that maybe it's the judgments of God that's coming on them, and so therefore they feel a stronger desire to turn to Him. And in verse 10, it says that they pour out their souls in prayer to God, meaning they really start to turn to God, and this is all that God ever wanted in the first place, and that's all He was trying to do. And as they do that, then the Lord comforts them, and in this comfort they feel the strength of the Lord, and they feel that the Lord will indeed strengthen them and support them in their desires for freedom. And so they go and take a small army to take back the city of Manti. But in the city of Manti is a tremendously large army of the Lamanites. And so so they take their small army, they take it up near the city of the Lamanites, and then they camp there. And then the spies of the Lamanites, when they go out and look around, they check all around. There's nothing, no one else around. So they decide, yes, indeed, they can go out there and take this army. And so they go out and they take and they begin to go after the army, and this army runs. And when they run, the Lamanite army runs after them and chases them, and pursues. And while they're being chased, then a small group of hidden men of the Nephites runs in and take the city, which had been left poorly guarded. Well, then Helaman's army that was being chased by the Lamanites, they run towards Zarahemla. And as they do that, after several days, the Lamanites begin to see what's going on, and they say they're not going down there, so they stop and stop following. Well, when they stop to rest, and they rest for that evening, Helaman's army goes all night, walks all the way around them and back to the city of Nephi. And this is the whole story of this chapter. And then, so the Lamanite army comes back, and when the Lamanite army sees that they have taken the city of Manti, everyone then leaves the complete, that complete land there. Everyone goes. And again, we have to say, why? They still have the bigger army. And why would they leave the other cities they had too? And the reason is that obviously they've seen time after time the work of the Lord. And so in a lot of senses, you could say that the Lamanites were recognizing the Lord more than the Nephites were. And they began to take fear because they had those old stories amongst them that it's always had been the God of the Nephites that had beat them. And now they're seeing it, and they're beginning. And so they begin to have that fear, and they have a fear of God. And that's why they leave the land. Well, it says in verse 33 that the people begin to trust in God. Now we see these strong words, they trust. Again, the word trust means that even when it doesn't seem reasonable to you, you do what the Lord says. And even though it wasn't reasonable their small numbers could hold that portion of land, it had worked. And so they had faith, and they had faith to now trust God, and they turn to God. And they are stronger in the Lord now. And again, as I say, that's what all the Lord wanted. But at the same time, they begin to feel that there is something going wrong in Zarahemla. And this is just a foreshadow that something's coming up concerning some problems in Zarahemla. But things in their land are going good. And they explain why in verse 40, why things are going well. And it said that they are strict to remember the Lord their God from day to day, and that means in their daily lives they began to talk about God and how He was in their daily lives, and they were turning back to Him. See, the Lord just doesn't want you to give lip service to Him on Sunday, ask Him to support some of the good things that you're doing and so forth. He wants you in your daily life, and they were beginning to return to Him in their daily life. That means they were becoming a stronger people than just following the commandments. They were beginning to actually want to change themselves to be worthy and with God on a day-by-day basis. And that's why they were then protected in that portion of the land.